be one night of my national security, okay? The night it happened to me twice, he took me two times. First time, he took me to, this was right after Hurricane Katrina, okay? And they picked me up. They took me to an abandoned hospital. And, okay, they took me to an abandoned hospital. And I knew that the hospital was abandoned because the hurricane had just came. There was a lot of buildings that were abandoned, okay? They were still trying to move people back into the city. They were actually paying people to move back into the city. So I was taken into this hospital. And I remember National Security picking me up. Okay, National Security was out here a lot at the time because we actually had to have the military intervening with the people because basically the police and all, they couldn't do anything. A lot of them ran off. Then we had the military and National Security out here. And at the time, I didn't even know what National Security was. Okay? Mind you that. I didn't even know what National Security was at this time. And, so they, asked them, I thought I was being arrested, really. I thought I was being arrested. So I was asking what I was arrested for. And they told me that I wasn't being arrested, that I was being taken to a hospital. And then I went out to the doctor to ask them why. They told me, well, we just have to make sure that everything's okay, just like I was telling you. And I was like, what do you mean you have to make sure everything's okay? We just have to take you to the hospital and make sure that everything's okay. That's all. And basically telling me that I just needed to be calm, and they were going to take me to the hospital and make sure that everything's okay. And by this time, I'm basically going against my will because I didn't want to go to a hospital. I mean, I didn't believe that there was anything wrong with me, which I did tell them that. But there's nothing wrong with me. I feel just fine. What do you mean to make sure everything's okay for? And that's when they proceeded with the, we just need to make sure that everything's okay. And I said, well, I asked them, I said, well, what are you, a police officer or something? And that's when they told me that they were National Security. They were taking me to the hospital and make sure everything's okay. Okay, anyway, I get there to the hospital. I go in the front door. And, okay, right there to your right is the emergency room. Now, I've been to this hospital before Hurricane Katrina, where it's fully functioning. Okay? And in my understanding, an emergency room is open. If the hospital's open, emergency room is open 24 hours a day. Now, the emergency room was taped off, and there was no lights on, no people in the emergency room called a tape. Now, there were all these men that were wearing black uniforms, that were wearing these black suits, and they were all on these computers, like right when you walk into the door. And there were a lot of nurses, doctors, no name tags, okay? No name tags, nobody would see a name, nothing, okay? And all of these people looked like they had absolutely no emotion, no body expression, no facial expression, nothing in their voice, nothing at all. It's almost like they were programmed to just tell me, all we're trying to do is make sure that everything's okay, and you just need to be calm, and that's it. That's all I got from these people today. Okay? So, by this time, I'm kind of panicking, okay? And they put me into this room, and they strapped me on to the bed. And I'll tell you, it took at least, there was over 30 people in the room trying to strap me down because I didn't know what was going on. And, so finally, I remember them successfully strapping me down. And it took a while, actually. It took a while for them to get things strapped down. And I'll tell you that this was probably over 30 people in this little small room, okay? And, so I'm strapped down to the center, and all I can see now is this spotlight on me. My arms and my legs are completely strapped down. And I think that there were, I believe that there were actually several straps, several. I mean, up and down my arms, up and down my legs. And so all I remember from that point on is this spotlight. And a lot of people standing over me. And okay, so I don't know what Avenue Days is, but then I guess I'm completely out of it. Okay, so now when I wake up, all the straps are off of me, okay? Nobody's in the room. And so I pack up all of the beds. And I go out into the hall and I started going up and down the hall. And I'm asking, you know, I want to make a phone call. I want to call my mom. And they told me that I couldn't even make a phone call. You know, and then that's when I proceeded to tell them, well, then I want to call a lawyer. And they told me, no, I cannot use the phone at all. And so that's when I really panicked, and I started running up and down the hall, and I was going into room to room to room, okay? And they had a lady, I don't know if she was in there, I don't know what the hell she was. And then she said, you just have to remain calm. We're not going to hurt you. All we're trying to do is make sure that everything's okay. And I said, you keep saying that. And I want to know what's wrong with me if all of this is happening to me. And then I asked, why is the emergency room open? And I remember when I went from room to room to room, and there was nobody else in the room. It was just me. And I remember all of this happened on the first floor. So I remember the way back to the doors. When I'm running, I remember running up to a phone and just grabbing the phone, trying to use it. The phone didn't even work. The phones weren't even working there. And, and then they still have these men out there, like in the spot where the doors are. I remember trying to go out of the front door, and the doors were completely locked. Now, these are automatic sliding doors. If someone gives up to it, they can go in, they can go out. These doors were completely locked on me. And I remember standing by the door telling them, please open the door, please just let me out, please just let me go. I don't want to be here, I don't know what's going on, please just let me out. And like I'm telling you, all of these other people around had absolutely, there was nothing there. It was like, almost like they didn't have a soul. It was almost like they were like robotic or something. Programmed for one thing only, just to quote unquote make sure that I was okay. Or everything was okay. And I can remember this one man coming out. And this is me. I'm still standing by the front door, but I'm begging these people to let me go. And the man came out, and he was different from everybody else. He wasn't in one of those black suits. He wasn't in any scrubs. I don't think he was a doctor. I'm not sure he may have been, but he was wearing some dress shoes with he didn't have a complete suit on. Maybe it was his undershirt for his suit. But he had some glasses on, and he was the only one out of all of them that had any kind of expression, like body language, facial expressions. He kept up another person. And this man told me, he said, we're going to let you go, but you're not going to remember any of it. But the funny thing is, I remember every detail of it. And then, after that, I went back out. And I was trying to go back to where I was working at. And I got a cab to drop me off there, but the car wasn't open at the time. So I went into the McDonald's that was right by it. And then I was still freaking out at this point, okay? I'm still freaking out. I had a gown on from the hospital. I had some new shoes on my feet, nothing. So then, okay, I come out of the McDonald's, And I don't know, I guess they have been following me the whole time. And I kind of felt that, you know, they were following me so the whole time. And they come back up to me again. And they bring me to another hospital, which was fully functioning. This was in another part of the city, which was further off from New Orleans, really. And they told me who they were, and they said that they were national security again. And I said, well, why are you bringing me back to the hospital? You just brought me from a hospital. And they said, well, we're just going to take you to go and see a doctor. And at this point, I was just like, geez, really? And so I went to the back of the car. They brought me to this other hospital, which was fully functioning. There were normal people in there. Everything seemed normal there. They put me in a room and they told me, okay, now you're going to see a doctor. And I remember them leaving. And when they left, I remember waiting there for about maybe 15, 20, 30 minutes maybe. And I got out. I went and looked up and down the hallway to make sure that they weren't there. And it seemed like they were gone. So I took off out of the hospital. I went to the nearest cafe, used the phone, and went home. I talked to a friend about what happened, you know. And they told me this hospital had been closed. The hospital, the first hospital that I told you about, this hospital was never opened, okay? Since Hurricane Katrina, the hospital was abandoned, just like I told you. And I was so persistent. I wanted to get some kind of records, okay? So I made a bunch of phone calls, and they all told me the same thing. The hospital's been abandoned. The hospital wasn't even functioning. No one's been in that hospital. There is absolutely no record of me being in that hospital. And I remember it was time gone and everything. I mean, there was time gone. I literally was wearing a freaking hospital gown. They put something inside of my foot while I was there, and they put something inside of my body. I remember there was black stuff coming out of every hole that I have on my body. There was black stuff coming out of it for several weeks. And whatever they put in my foot, it's still there. My whole leg was numbing for months and months. I could hardly walk on it. And I could feel this thing in my foot. There was actually an incision in my foot. And it seemed like it was used with a laser. I mean, it was really good. It's still on my foot, too. I can actually feel it and see it, the lump in my foot. So whatever it is in there, I don't know. And I don't know exactly what they put in my body, the black stuff. I don't know what that was. And I still don't know what it's all about. I still don't know. It really haunts me, and it boggles my mind to even think about it. Because there's not even a record of me being there at that hospital. The hospital isn't even open. As far as everybody is concerned, you know, nobody believes me when I tell the story. It's the same one every time, because I remember it in such detail.
Okay. Do you want to do the...